Secretary of State Marco Rubio said Tuesday Venezuela will face more sanctions if the country doesn't take back its deported citizens. Rubio's message comes as the Trump administration pushes to increase the removal of undocumented migrants and ends a temporary residency program for 350,000 Venezuelans who came to the U.S. seeking asylum. Last Thursday, Richard Grenell, who's the special presidential envoy for Mission of the United States, wrote on X that Venezuela had agreed to resuming flights on Friday to pick up their citizens living illegally in the U.S. and who had been deported. Last month, Trump terminated the U.S. permit allowing Chevron to pump and export Venezuelan oil, cutting off a key financial lifeline for Venezuela. Over the weekend, El Salvador's President Nayib Bukele confirmed his country received 238 members of Venezuela's gang, Tren de Aragua. On Saturday, a district court judge ordered the two planes be returned to the United States. However, senior White House officials called the order, quote, unlawful, saying the directive came while the planes were over international waters.